This programme was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information.
Koto Katoa, Peace and Justice for All. This program is titled Bob Marley and Rastafari. It presents an in-depth reading of the classic Marley anthem, Redemption Song. I'm John Thornley, member and lay preacher at Wesley Broadway, Palmerston North. I used to be a teacher of English, and I make no apology for digging beneath the surface of the lyric. There is a richness of meaning in Bob Marley's poetry. Join my English class for this poetry lesson. There are times in my talk when I may seem to drift away from the words of the song, but I do this to cover the social, economic, political, and religious background to Bob Marley's song. I'm a lifelong member of the Methodist Church, but my faith has also been strengthened by 50 years of Bob Marley's music. And we'll close this program by playing his original acoustic recording of Redemption Song. But let's hear the anthem read. Here's the two verses and chorus of Redemption Song. Old pirates, yes, they rob I, sod I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help me sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs. Emancipate ourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help me sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs. My wife Gillian and I lived in Trinidad between 1967 and 1969. Both Jamaica and Trinidad, the two largest West Indian islands, achieved independence from Britain in the early 60s. So we lived with the citizens of new nation states attempting to find their own feet as independent countries of the third world. Here's the opening four lines of verse 1. Old pirates, yes they rob I, sold I to the merchant ships, minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. 400 years of the story of slavery and colonization summed up in four lines. The bottomless pit is a life of oppression and suffering. It can refer to the storage pens that held West Africans in captivity before they were shipped as human cargo to the Caribbean and North American sugar and cotton plantations. It can refer to the hulls of slave ships. or it may just be a literal pit. The word pit is found in the story of Joseph in the book of Genesis. His jealous brothers stripped him of his coat of many colours and threw him into a pit. Here's the verses, chapter 37 in Genesis. And it came to pass, when Joseph was come unto his brethren, that they stripped Joseph out of his coat of many colours, that was on him. And they took him and cast him into a pit. The pit was empty. There was no water in it. Later, they sell him off to Egyptian traders to become a slave, building the pyramids. Here begins the story of Joseph, the Israelite superman, whose powers of interpreting dreams gained him favours in the court of Pharaoh. He is promoted to oversight of the granaries, storing surplus food for the famine years. Because of Bob Marley's rise to power out of poverty, and because he was the generous giver of food and other material goods to the poor, the populace of Jamaica, and especially Kingston, called Marley Joseph. It was well known that from the wealth he gained from making music, Marley offered a private social welfare office to the residents of Kingston and in surrounding areas. Let's return to history as told in the Hebrew scriptures. While Joseph's fortunes flourished, his people, the Israelites, remained as slaves, building the temples and pyramids of Egypt. A later leader, Moses, led them through the desert wilderness into the promised land of Canaan. Here, under the leadership of David and Solomon, they enjoyed material wealth. Well, the ruling class at least were prosperous. These glory days are followed by further enslavement in Babylon under Assyrian overlords. From 2000 to 500 BC, it's a 1500-year history of mixed fortunes, a few periods of peace and wealth, broken by longer periods of warfare and poverty. And now moving to the 16th century and European imperialism. For the Caribbean islands and southern states of USA, there came 400 years of slavery, colonization, and second-class citizenship. The oppression continues today as racial tensions in the US demonstrate. Often overlooked is the spiritual faith that sustains and empowers contemporary church and community protests. This faith was held strongly to in the black churches. Marley's lines testify also to the spiritual faith in God, described as the Almighty, Jah, or Jehovah, three differing words used for God in reggae lyrics. But my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. Be forward in this generation triumphantly. The word pit is not just found in the Genesis story. The imagery of the pit is found in several psalms. The Old Testament scholar Walter Brueggemann, in a book titled Praying of the Psalms, describes the experience of the pit as being, quote unquote, powerless, abandoned, forgotten, lonely, helpless, cheated. Brueggemann concludes, these psalms attest that a life of faith does not protect us from the pit. Rather, the power of God brings us out of the pit to new life. When one is in the pit, one cannot believe or imagine that good can come again. For that reason, the psalmist finally focuses not on the pit, but on the one who rules there and everywhere. It is the reality of God that makes clear that the pit is not the place where you ought to be. I'm going to read the whole of Psalm 30. It has several references to the pit. The Psalms form the main staple of the worship services and the learning together of the Rastafari groups. It speaks to their condition. Psalm 30. I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought me up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endures but a moment. In his favour is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And in my prosperity I said, I shall not be moved. Lord, by thy favour thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. I cried to thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made my supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee, and not be silent, O Lord my God. I will give thanks unto thee forever. Now we move to verse 2 of Redemption Song, and it opens with these two lines. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. The physical slavery has gone. The emancipation movement fought and won the battle for freedom from physical chains. But the new nations now live under new forms of slavery or oppression. As Bob sings in his other song, Concrete Jungle, no chains around my feet, but I'm not free. Oppression is both collective and personal, though often the two go together. In the 60s, the economies of Jamaica and Trinidad were controlled by multinational companies. Tate and Lyle for sugar, Alcan for bauxite, and the North American tourist companies controlling international tourism. The northern beaches in Jamaica, including Montego Bay, were hotel sites for overseas tourists. The only blacks who could go on the beaches were waiters. In the late 20th century, the West Indian states entered independence with a deep racism based on skin colour. Darker to lighter pigmentations were reflected in rigid class or status divisions and entrenched through education and job opportunities. Personal enslavement to this lower ranking leads to a fatalistic acceptance of this mental slavery. This is what Indigenous social scientists and musicians rebelled against. What is the response to these challenges to the individual and the community? Marley's reply is quite clear. None but ourselves can free our minds. It's our responsibility. The singer goes on to the threat of nuclear weapons. At this time, there were rumours that South Africa may be developing nuclear weapons. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. I use the uppercase for the word time. It can be said there are two forms of time: mechanical time as measured by the clock, the literal meaning of the word, and second, a metaphorical use of time, signifying the time to make a choice, judgment time, time for a decisive response and action. When Public Enemy and other rap groups in the US went on the streets a few decades ago, they carried placards saying, "What time is it?" They weren't asking if it was 2:30 or 3 o'clock. They were challenging people to make choices about attitudes to people of another colour or culture, to turn from making war to making peace, and to face up to the growing gap between rich and poor. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? The prophets that Marley sings about are people like Martin Luther King and Malcolm X in America, Mahatma Gandhi in India, and other well-known figures who literally gave their lives for the greater good. I would want to add to that unnamed saints, the millions of mothers and fathers and caregivers who daily work selflessly for their children, that they may have life now and in the future. Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. This could be read literally, referring to the 70 years and 10, the book of life, usually implying a dreary struggle for survival. But in the light of the warm tones of Marley's voice, and in the context of the song as a whole, I would favour a more positive reading of these words. If the book with a capital B is the Bible, then the song affirms the Hebrew scriptures, the journey from slavery to freedom, both physical and spiritual, is the pilgrimage journey told in the sacred scriptures through priest and prophet and given expression in poetry and song. The chorus is an expression of humility and hope. The singer invites us to join him in the ongoing struggle for peace and justice. Oh, won't you help me sing these songs of freedom? A final note to bring this talk back to Aotearoa. The title of Judith Binney's 1995 biography of the 19th century Maori leader Te Koti is titled Redemption Songs. Her historical book shows how the heart of Te Koti's teachings were in the song poems that he wrote. And there's a blurb on the back cover of this book that says this: wherever Te Koti went, wherever he stepped foot from one area to another, he's singing. As Bob Marley sings, "'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs, redemption songs."
Sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Ooh, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs. All I ever have, redemption songs. These songs of freedom, songs of freedom.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.mpr.nz/donate.